Relaxation for decreasing self-harm behavior. This relaxation script is for teens or adults with self-harm behavior or nervous rituals. Self-harm or nervous rituals may include motions such as hair pulling, hitting oneself, cutting, scratching, pinching, burning, or any other way of hurting oneself. This may also include general self-defeating actions such as undereating or overeating, substance abuse, neglect, or lack of self-care. These behaviors can occur for a variety of reasons, some of which include low self-esteem, self-hatred, punishing the self, masochistic tendencies or getting enjoyment out of causing the self harm, boredom, nervousness or anxiety, an attempt to feel something, feelings of emptiness or loneliness, feeling upset or angry, to vent emotions, trying to turn emotional hurt into something physical. Regardless of the reason self-harm or nervous behaviors occur, these actions are negative coping strategies. This relaxation script aims to create a feeling of calm and then explore more positive coping alternatives. Find a relaxed position in a quiet place. As you settle in, turn your awareness inside, tuning out everything around you and focusing deep inside your mind. I will count down from 10 to 1. Focus completely on the numbers, noticing nothing else, allowing yourself to become intensely focused and relaxed. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three, two, one. Now that you are starting to feel relaxed, think about the types of nervous behavior or self-harm behavior you have used in the past or continue to use now. Identify in your mind what these behaviors are. There may be self-defeating behaviors that you have not been aware of, ways you mistreated yourself unknowingly, or you may have deliberately engaged in behaviors that were harmful. Simply think about and identify nervous or self-harm behaviors you have engaged in. Now that you have identified some of the negative coping strategies you have used, think about the implications of these behaviors. What are the results of engaging in nervous behaviors or rituals, or of using self-harm behaviors? There are probably some benefits of these actions, some positive results of using them. You would not have ever used these coping strategies if there was no positive result. Think about the benefits and positive results of the nervous rituals or self-harm behaviors you have used. You can see that you have valid reasons for using these behaviors. Now, let's consider the other side. What are the negative results or drawbacks of these behaviors? These behaviors have had their benefits, but they also have costs. Which side is stronger for you right now, the costs or the benefits? More positive coping behaviors may allow you to experience the benefits without so many costs. Think again about the benefits of your nervous rituals or self-harm behaviors. These benefits may indicate part of the underlying need that drives the behavior. For example, if you engage in hair pulling whenever you are stressed or upset, it is likely that you are using the hair pulling as a way of releasing stress.